Melanie Rubin for Parenting Aces. I'm at the Indoor Markin Center right now here at Kalamazoo College. Lots of rain coming down outside. They haven't yet moved the matches indoors. We got a lot of kids practicing, warming up in here. With us this afternoon, I have...
Abin Sharma.
And what division are you playing in?
The boys' 16s.
And where do you call home?
Atlanta, Georgia.
And we also have...
Alex Phillips.
And what division are you playing in?
Boys 16s.
And where do you call home?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Boys, thanks for joining us. If you can get one message across to either your parent or other tennis parents, what would that message be?
I'd probably say that some parents put a little too much pressure on their players, so just lay off. I mean, putting too much pressure isn't really going to help the player too much.
Do you have any advice?
No, I don't.
Okay. Is this your first time at the National Hard Courts?
Yes, it is.
Is it your first time?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think makes a difference that this year you're here, but last year you weren't?
I actually made it in last year, but I decided to play 14s Hard Courts instead, but I guess I've been improving a lot.
And this is also your first time?
Yes, ma'am. It's so much different here. Especially the atmosphere here is so much different than it was in the 14s. Having all the college coaches watching you and the players, even professional tennis players are playing this tournament, and it's just a great experience.
When you guys are done with your matches for the day, do you usually hang out and watch your friends or watch maybe your competitors play?
It always depends, but I mean, usually we don't want to watch too much, just go back to the hotel and rest.
Same with me. I'll try to watch like players that I admire, like Stefan Kozlov and Francis Tiafoe. I try to watch them play, try to learn a few things, but you got to rest up for your matches. So, yep.
And what will you guys do once the zoo is over? You're going to take a break from competing and training, and if you do, how long?
I'll probably take about 3 to 4 days off after the zoo when I get back to Atlanta.
I'll probably take about a week or two off after this tournament.
And if you had to say your favorite thing about this tournament at the National Hard Courts in Kalamazoo, what would that be?
I'd probably just say playing at the big stage. I mean, playing on Stowe is just such a great experience with all the coaches and everyone watching. It's just really fun out there.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. The atmosphere, it's a lot of fun. Playing on Stowe, having ball kids, having your match chaired, makes you feel special.
And what do you guys usually do during a rain delay like this?
If we're going to play a match, we're usually still staying focused and just getting ourselves mentally ready for the match coming up.
We try to stay focused if we're still playing, but we're not playing today. We play tomorrow, so we're just going to sit around and watch some more matches after the rain delay's over.
And just finally, before your match, about 30 minutes before your matches, what do you do?
I usually go for a jog and stretch a little bit and maybe listen to music and separate myself and get my mindset on for the match.
Yeah, I try to focus. I jump rope a little bit and then also listen to music. Just try to focus.
Guys, I thank you so much and I wish you good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.